From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting U.S. voters go to the polls to elect a new president. Democrat Hillary Clinton cast a ballot for herself, presumably, at a polling place near her suburban New York home. Republican Donald Trump voted in New York City. The winner of the election will become the country's 45th president, replacing Barack Obama. One group gaining interest from election observers is American Muslims. Kane Farabaugh says many of them are voting for Clinton.
I'm outside William Ford Elementary School, which is a polling location in Dearborn, Michigan. This is a site where many Muslim American voters are heading to the polls, and they're heading to those polls with a lot on their minds. Some of the voters that I spoke to coming out of that polling location indicated that their vote in support of Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton is not necessarily a vote for her, but more of a vote against the Republican nominee, Donald Trump. Here in Dearborn, Michigan, I'm Kane Farabaugh of VOA News.
Pre-election polls show Clinton with a slight lead over her Republican opponent. You can find out more about the U.S. election and get live coverage of the returns at voanews.com. Russian plans to launch new strikes on parts of Syria are being met with contempt in Washington, which is accusing Russia of trying to show off its naval capabilities at the expense of civilians. Officials in Russia's defense ministry told the Interfax news agency Tuesday that new strikes against the Islamic State group will target the outskirts of Aleppo. They say the attacks could come within the next few hours. Five men were arrested Tuesday in Germany, accused of recruiting fighters for the Islamic State terrorist group. Authorities say the suspects were taken into custody following a series of raids in the Lower Saxony and North Rhine-Westphalia states. This is VOA News.